From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a Eureka woman is dead, and now they're looking for two vehicles that might have struck her in the roadway. She was found Sunday night on the 1400 block of Broadway. There was a report of a vehicle-pedestrian collision that had taken place. Once on the scene, they found the woman. She was transported to the hospital and pronounced dead. Next of kin notified the victim identified as 36-year-old Ashley Madania of Eureka. Based on the initial investigation, it appears she was crossing Broadway outside of the crosswalk just south of 14th Street when she was struck. Witnesses stated that possibly two vehicles hit her. Those suspect vehicles, a white newer model lifted Chevrolet Silverado and a gray or silver mid-2000s model four-door sedan. Coast Guard and a California State Park lifeguard rescuing a 20-year-old Humboldt State University student from being swept into a rocky shoreline near Moonstone Beach on Sunday. They got a call reporting a surfer was swept toward a rocky shoreline due to a combination of rough seas and the fact that the surfer was tired. Dolphin crew arriving on scene and found California State Park lifeguard Kevin Harder was in the water and established contact with that surfer. It was determined the surfer was too fatigued to swim back to shore, so the Dolphin crew deployed their rescue swimmer to hoist the surfer. Once the surfer was hoisted, the Dolphin crew remained on the scene until Harder was able to swim back to the beach. The surfer, Chris Nagel, taken to the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport, then transferred to Emergency Medical Services, who evaluated and released him. Update on a story we told you about Monday morning. The judge in the Ray Christie trial discharged an uncooperative juror, replacing him with an alternate. The judge also told jurors to start deliberations over again after 6 days. Word coming last week that one of the panelists was refusing to deliberate and refusing to follow the law, according to Lost Coast Outpost. She was called into a closed-door courtroom Monday morning and dismissed. One of the two remaining alternate jurors was selected to take her place, and the jury began deliberating again around 10 a.m. Christie charged with 4 counts of animal cruelty, 38 misdemeanor counts of dumping cow carcasses within 150 feet of state waters. PG&E is flying a helicopter saw along an electric distribution line in Humboldt County this week. The saw used to trim the tops and sides of trees near high-voltage transmission and distribution lines. They were out there on Monday and will be again Thursday around Upper Larrabee Road. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.